man in black fled across the desert, and the gunslinger followed.
This episode of the
K-Guns Last Kicker
is brought to you by
Guy's Note
and Victor Wrench
and Plastic Object.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Unless Ehrlich jerks off four guys at a time, and then we can cut that in half.
How would he do four guys? He's got two hands, so that's two dicks at a time, right?
Look, you have two guys on either side with their dicks tip to tip, so you're going full length. Four, see?
Oh, from the middle left. It does make sense.
Like two shake weights.
Yeah, so what we're trying to do, hypothetically, is minimize time,
which is 800 dudes multiplied by mean jerk time divided by four dicks at a time.
Of course, Ehrlich would have to pre-sort guys by height so that their dicks lined up.
Not by height, technically. The measurement that we're looking for, really, is dick to floor.
D2F.
Call that D2F.
Huh.
Whoa.
You know, if a guy's dick was long enough, he would be able to reach up or down to another guy with a different D2F. The longer the dick, the greater the D2F bridge. I would still be able to jerk it off in one smooth motion. I would just have to jerk it on an angle.
Guys, does girth similarity affect Ehrlich's ability to jerk different dicks simultaneously? Show number 320. We've almost done 360. We've almost done a skateboard move.
Remember the skateboard game 720?
I do remember 720. Spent lots of quarters in that. What was your favorite skateboard move? What was your favorite skateboard game?
That I played the most? Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
That was the
first pro skater. And
yeah,
two
first
were so
first
badass.
Three were badass.
Yeah, then
once they started
stupid.
Going down the storyline thing, then it kind of got cheeseball-y, but...
Yeah.
The first two, whew.
You remember TNC?
Remember, yeah, TNC was awesome.
TNC
you could play
fun.
Hacky Sack.
Yeah.
Remember...
what, Surf Designs?
The Skate or Die.
Skate or Die was great.
Yeah, Skate or Die was cool, too. You had to fight Lester.
The second Skate or Die, that was the one with Rodney Dangerfield in it, right?
I thought that was the first one.
Was it the first one? RoboTuner says second Skate or Die was his favorite.
Second Skate or Die was good, too.
Yeah.
But Tony Hawk...
When
remember,
Tony Hawk came
Tony
out,
Hawk
crazy.
2, the, they had that Papa Roach song. That sounded like the
Deftones
song.
That's what put them on the map, wasn't it?
Kind of. I mean, it all hit at the same time. They did the... When I was at the Eagle, that's when they did the cut my life into pieces.
This is my last resort. Suffocation. No breathing.
Jacoby. I remember that dude used to say that Mike Patton was one of his major influences, and I just looked at him and go, you're a disgrace to a Patton head.
Real cool with your throat tattoo, dude.
Yeah.
When did he go eyeliner? Because that was late. That wasn't something that he... he used to just get up there and play shows in like a black t-shirt and all the guys dressed normal. Then all of a sudden, he started wearing eyeliner.
The guy from... Wait.
Jacoby. Yeah, from Papa Roach.
That's his name. Yeah, okay. I can remember his name.
It's Jacoby, right?
So he nearly killed Seth. Do you know this story?
No, I've not heard this story.
The first or second Ozfest, we're running around out there and we have
all access
passes. So we're running around going crazy.
He had a golf cart.
He had a gas-powered scooter.
Scooter. I was there at that show at Starplex. He almost ran me over, too.
You and Seth could have been blood brothers.
Yeah. It was all
death brothers.
Yeah, he was running back behind the stage, like that area where they got it all, where you can't get in unless you're press.
That's where I had beers with one Chester Bennington. Rest in peace.
Chester the child molester?
Dead.
Yes, he's dead.
Dead. Still dead.
Dead.
Yeah, but I almost got ran over by him, too. Same thing, too, on one of those little scooters.
We're walking around by all the buses where everybody's hanging out and stuff, and he comes zooming by and he takes Seth's leg out.
Same thing almost happened to me with Ozzy's daughter at Ozfest.
What?
Kelly?
She was
Kelly tripped and fell inside.
Kelly was cruising around with that real deal, Chester, the child molester for that one band, the
Burt McCracken from
the guy from Dope,
not Dope. This was the European band that came over here. They had they were really good. They were good too.
Him?
No, it was
that's a band.
What did they sing?
Crazy Town?
No, not Crazy. No, this dude went to prison. Like he's not around anymore.
There's a lot of guys that went to prison. Not the Falling in Reverse dude.
No. But he God bless. I'm never going to remember their name. Anyway, she was cruising around with him because he was the hot thing at the time. And they were fucked up. And they almost ran me over at the Ozfest with Meshuggah and Hatebreed and Down when that bad storm was coming
in.
When
the storm came through,
And Korn was playing Made Stage off the Untouchables album.
Mm-hmm.
And they almost shut that show down because it was such bad rain. There was one of those weird hurricanes that came all the way, just came straight through the Gulf. And by the time it got here, it was still considered like a tropical storm or something. And I worked. The only reason I worked is because I wanted to see Hatebreed and Down and Meshuggah.
Were you a Hatebreed fan?
At that time, I was.
I haven't. There's people that will come back and go, dude, Hatebreed's badass, dude. You need to give them another try.
Yeah, Josh. He's the only Hatebreed fan I know.
Hmm.
But that album was good. The one with Perseverance. Dun, 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 dun. Perseverance.
Then they play one of
that
the...
One,
that
one was a cool album.
Originally Metal Fest?
I think they probably did.
I think they did.
So...
Yeah.
Yeah, that she That's almost it. Ran me over. And that was the coolest Meshuggah show I'd ever been to because he came out with one of those luchador masks.
Yes.
And a big sombrero. They wore sombreros and were shooting silly string.
That was at the time with Methods of Mayhem, was it?
It might have been.
Was that the same show?
I know the...
Queens of the Stone Age?
No, it wasn't that one. That was a few years before that.
Okay.
But that was a badass one, too.
That one was cool.
That was the one with Marilyn Manson.
And Typo Negative played in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And they got sunburnt, and they all exploded.
That's what happened.
They played. They started shimmering and exploding.
That was, you know what, though, about that show? Honestly, that was Marilyn Manson at his peak. That's when he was fucking... That was a badass one of show.
And you know, his entire band was badasses, too.
Right.
Because he had John Five up there with him. He had... Twiggy was still with him. And playing on drums was... Or Danny Lohner was on keyboards.
Mm-hmm.
And on drums was... wasn't it Joey Jordison?
I thought John Five was there already. Didn't he play with him a little bit? Or did he just play with...
Yeah, that's what I said, John Five.
Oh, my bad.
But he's playing guitar. He didn't play drums.
I was thinking of that. Did you also... The thing that was really weird about that set or that show, that festival, was Queens of the Stone Age went on at like 1 o'clock. They were like the first one... Mm-hmm. On the main stage, and everybody's like, "Who the fuck are these guys?"
That was right.
And I was like, "Are you out of your damn mind?"
That was like right before.
It was the same time. You're talking about the
Songs
Rated
for the Deaf.
Songs
out.
For the Deaf, yeah. It was the same time.
It was just about to come out.
Oh, I thought it had already come out.
They were playing stuff off of it, but they played a lot of stuff off Rated R. And when they went into...
what a weird festival.
Feel Good Hit
be
of
on.
The Summer. Like everybody's just kind of sitting around going...
Yeah.
Why do they keep saying all these drugs?
Why aren't they screaming? And that's when... They played it too. Because he was running around on the floor with his stupid jumpsuit on.
A fucked up lineup.
That was a fucked up lineup.
Lincoln
that was
Park,
one of those shows where all
Marilyn
the good
Manson,
stuff.
Marilyn Manson,
this
Ozzy
happens
Osbourne,
a lot.
Pantera, because Pantera was right
the
before
the side
Osbourne.
Stage was the best part of the show.
What year was this?
No, Pantera didn't play that one. You're thinking of the one with when Black Sabbath got back together. Oh okay. No, you're right.
I thought the very first
right.
one was.
No, yeah, you're right. I was going back to the other one where Korn was playing. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, the one with Queens of the Stone Age had Pantera play right before Black Sabbath, and Phil goes, "If we're the kings of metal, then ladies and gentlemen, right. the fucking band you're about to see must be a god." Remember that? One of his rants.
Yeah.
And they it was reinventing the steel, and they got that sign that blew, that went woof, in flames,
and
you could feel the heat, like all through that lower level.
Yeah, so that was.
I was so ripped. I was so ripped that I thought when
like
Pantera.
You'd been lifting?
Yeah.
Like you were working out, your veins were bulging
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
You had big old super macho man.
I remember being in such another world and detached that when Pantera was playing their set, I was like, I'm dead. I've dropped to hell and I am partying. I'm in hell.
All right. So you ready for this?
Which one are we doing? The one that
97
down played? Okay.
Was
I think the down one was like 2000.
Power Man 5000, Machine Head, Fear Factory, Typo Negative, Pantera, Marilyn Manson, Ozzy, Sabbath. Side Stage, Neurosis. Downset, Drain STH, Slow Burn, Cold Chamber.
Remember Downset? They were that rap metal band that was badass.
Remember
from
Drain
California?
STH? Those were all the chicks that were
and
hot.
And Vision of Disorder.
What was the Downset song that I loved?
I found, it's I like found a, the lineups too.
So, getting back, man, look up, okay, go to the 2001 where the storm came through. I think it was 2000, might have been 99. I'm pretty sure it was 2000.
99 was System of a Down, Primus, Slayer,
that's not it.
Tones, Ozzy.
Look up the 2000 then.
Okay, 2000 was Black Label, Queens, POD, Methods of Mayhem, Incubus, Static X, Godsmack, Pantera, Ozzy.
That's not it then. 2001.
What's his name? What was the name of that man?
Pantera did it. I didn't know Pantera did it.
Pantera did it like three times.
Off of Reinventing the Steel?
Reinventing the Steel didn't come out until 2000. So that's when they had the sign. The one before was just them up there with their big pot banner.
I thought they... Okay, so go to 2001 then. Tell me who played 2001.
Black Label, Crazy Town, Linkin Park, Papa Roach. This is the
that's,
one. Slipknot,
yeah,
Marilyn Manson,
it.
Sabbath.
Wow. And then...
The
wait,
side
wait, wait,
stage
wait, wait, wait.
Was a band that I heard on vacation like five or six times, and it made me laugh every time Todd played them. The Union Underground.
Yeah. And you know what they're famous for.
Yes, I do. Mudvayne, Disturbed.
Mr. Dead Man! Put me on, Mr. Dead Man!
Nonpoint, Drowning Pool, Spine Shank, Hate Breed, American Head Charge.
This is it.
American
this is the
Head
one.
Charge was so badass.
I thought Korn was on this bill.
5.0. No.
Were they not on it? Okay, well, this is the one I'm talking about. Keep going down it because I want to know who this band was that had the diddler. Keep
okay,
going down
so
the line.
The one with Korn, this is 2002 in the United States. They're not on it, but Tommy Lee, Black Label, Edema, Drowning Pool. That's when Dave Williams died. POD, Rob Zombie.
He didn't die here.
No, he didn't.
Bloody Rob
Zombie. I don't see Korn on there on that one.
Man,
they were in 2003.
Were they?
Mm-hmm.
Is it 2003?
Korn, Manson, Disturbed, Chevelle, The Dotsons.
Keep going. This might be it.
Second Stage, Cradle of Filth, Voivod. Hotwire, Shadows Fall, Grade 8, Twisted Method, Nothing Face, who were badass too. Killswitch Engage, Unloco, who were badass. Depswa, Motograder, who were badass. Sworn Enemy, The Revolution Smile, Chimera, Endo.
Chimera.
Memento, E-Town Concrete.
Then that's not it. I'm going to have to do some homework then and find out what band this was. They were from overseas. The singer was, like, all the girls were into him heavily. And they had, like, one or two good songs. And then shortly after that, the singer got busted propositioning, like, a 13-year-old girl or some shit.
Dimmu?
No, it wasn't Dimmu.
Hmm.
I thought it was the one that had Hatebreed and...
That was 2004.
The one with Hatebreed and Down and Meshuggah is the one where Kelly almost ran over me, and that's where that dude was. He was riding around with her, and I was like, "You fucking idiots!" Hmm. This is when Kelly was looked like a fucking offensive lineman for the Dallas Cowboys at the time.
Okay, 2005 is when Mastodon joined.
I didn't know. I thought they stopped doing it around then.
2006.
When was the last Ozfest? Look at that lineup. I bet you it's nothing but shit.
The last one was 2018, 2019.
Yeah, let's hear this lineup.
Oh, this is this year. This is the one they're thinking about.
Oh, well, do the last one that they did. I thought they pulled the plug for a while that they...
They have Ozfest meets Knotfest, and they have Ozfest Japan.
Where's the last American Ozfest that played Dallas, Texas?
Does Ozfest meet Knotfest count?
No.
Okay, because it's where they put Knotfest and Ozfest together. So what's that Knotfest? Lineup is that's Slipknot's festival. Oh. Ozfest 2010 was the one that was only here? Yes, in Frisco.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's 2008.
Let's hear this lineup here.
Metallica?
Never mind. Man, it's all shit.
Hell yeah, Jonathan Davis, mm-hmm. Surge.
Mm-hmm. Surge? Like from System?
System of a Down by himself. Cavalier.
What'd you think of that?
Shadows Fall. I never saw him by himself.
No, did you listen to the release though?
Yeah.
It's very what is this shit? Yeah.
Okay, so the last one that actually toured was 2010. Ozzy, Motley Crue, Rob Halford, Devil Driver, Nonpoint. Black Label Society, Drowning Pool, right. Kingdom of Sorrow, Second Stage, Goat Whore, Skeleton Witch, Cataclysm, Exodus, California Wild
Beasts, that's the thing about Ozfest. The second stage was always the badass stage to go watch music at.
High on Fire, Baroness.
Like the first time I ever saw Chimera was on second stage at Ozfest. I think I saw Meshuggah second stage. The first time I saw Down, no, I saw them at Trees before. I saw him at Ozfest. So no, it's kind of a big blur.
It's kind of funny. So happy Tuesday, Matt. It's nice to be back here.
Happy Tuesday, Dustin.
Happy Tuesday, Jesse.
Happy Tuesday, Dustin.
Thanks for the beer from the Lumberyard.
The Lumberyard up in the cool town, the coolest town I've seen in a long time. Flagstaff, Arizona is a cool town.
Ooh, Flagstaff is kind of cool.
That's a really, really neat
town. It's like the Aspen of Arizona.
Oh, the rich people, huh?
Mm-hmm. Robotuner in the chat room. Static X. That guitarist went to the Trip Epson.
For child porn or some shit?
Yeah, but he was also in Dope before he went to
Static
X.
Is that the one you were talking about?
That's the one I was talking about, yeah.
Man, I wish I could remember this one. This was a vocalist. It was a European band. They played Ozfest once or twice. And
neither one of those are European.
Yeah, these guys were European. They like wore JNCOs and big fat t-shirts and like did their hair all spiky and blonde with dark tips or dark tips with blonde tips. Wait, that doesn't make sense, does it?
And then you do that once? Frosted your tips?
I've done everything.
Did you frost your pubic tips?
No.
What about your butt hair tips?
No.
You frost them?
Bleach your butthole?
Make them look like something wavering?
Matt bleaches his butthole.
Like a sunflower in the wind?
I guess. I would do it. I hate my asshole, but I'm so scared to touch it with a blade. Like, I don't want to do that. I'd just rather go get the Brazilian done.
I'm pretty sure there's probably a barber shop on Magnolia.
But I heard that's like $150 now for a man to get a Brazilian is like $150.
Jeez.
That's what I heard.
Damn.
So, but when I get back in the dating scene, I'll do that.
Maybe because they have to do some like trimming.
We're not talking about that?
Some overgrowth if they need to before they...
I meant to ask.
We could just say that a lot of things have changed since the last time we did a show.
The only thing I wanted to say to that is that Matt.
Yes, I am Matt.
Is it going to play? It's not going to play. Never mind. Doesn't work. Fuck, nothing works around here.
Man, it's
I leave for
because we haven't been for a
two
minute.
2 weeks. Good God, hold on.
Are you calling a timeout?
Pause the show.
It's going to be loud. Deal with it. Matt, can we successfully, can we just hint that? That Matt, the wolf is loose.
Oh, man.
And was the wolf Don't loose get me on going, Saturday?
This album was my favorite one.
You're right. It was.
We're going to have to do a debate on what Mastodon album is the greatest album.
You know, they're here just in a couple of weeks playing Crack the Sky front to back.
We need to go to that.
We do. I guess I need to put in for it.
And you need to put in for the Iron Maiden show. That's creeping up.
Oh, yeah, that is creeping up. Anyway, so yeah, we'll just hint it with that. The wolf is loose, and if you were out on Saturday...
Oh, don't put that on me. I think the wolves were loose.
The pack was out.
Yeah.
You know, the strength of the wolf is the pack.
It's not very often that all three members of the podcast go out, and guess what we did last week?
Together in one place.
We were all together in one place.
We all?
Raising... Yep. That's just an image of us three running.
Yeah. We're just running, and then all of a sudden it just breaks into...
Yeah. Yeah, the imagery of my life, like when I'm finally put in 6 feet under, and if you guys, like, honestly, y'all, right, at this Take point, y'all would probably be the ones that would have to set up the funeral and shit.
Yeah.
Just loop Mastodon and Dillinger over and over again.
On top
images
of each other?
Of us, images, yeah. At the same time.
At the same time.
Oh, that's what I wanted to ask while we were talking about old school Ozfest.
Yeah.
Did Dillinger ever play Ozfest?
Yes. They did.
When did they play
Ozfest? It was on one of the side stages. I'd have to go look because I remember being at one and they played.
Was it for Ms. Machine?
What the fuck is
Had to be for that, right?
Because
after that, they got too good for it.
With Unretrofied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one where they were on Relapse. Because Relapse... Yeah.
Well, after
Fest
that, they went to... after
scissor
that,
kissing all the time.
After that, they were on Vans all the time.
Yeah.
Because there was one Vans show I was going to go to, and, you know, Vans Warped Tour, the way it works, for those that don't know, the lineup's different every day.
Right.
And they do a lottery system in the morning, or they do, like, they pull all the bands out of a hat, basically, and that's the lineup for the day. Well, me thinking, it's Dillinger. They're not going to play early. It was the first fucking band of the day.
Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, at like 11 a.m. I have to go to Starplex at 11 a.m.
You remember my theory about them getting back together after, what I say, a year? They would start talking to each other again.
Doesn't look like it.
What year are we on now? It's like three.
Well, and they were offered big money this
summer.
2 years,
3 years?
Ben has said on social media that they were
offered. Turned down another offer?
Turned down big money to go play some of these European festivals.
All right, so I might have misjudged a little bit, but I'm still saying there's at least a 75% chance. What do you think?
I don't know. Now there's more Black Queen stuff being
shown around, so
different.
Yeah, and Greg, he already did Kill or Be Killed, so they're used to juggling projects.
It's true.
So
you just got to get Ben out of from
the farm.
The farm. He's having fun on the farm.
Yeah, and the thing is, they all, like, Ben has kids. He just had a kid and stuff, so eventually he's going to be like, okay, I'm fucking ready to get, you know what I mean? Eventually it's going to wear off. They'll have another one or something, and then he'll probably come to a point where he's like, I got to get the fuck out of here. Let's do it. Let's do a Dillinger tour. Because he's the only one that, I don't know about, what's the bass player? Was it Liam? Is that his name?
Yeah, he's all over the place. He's on nine different projects.
So I don't think he's settled down and having a bunch of kids and hanging out at farms, is he? I think it's just Ben that's pulled the e-brake completely and been like, I'm going to chill for a little bit. Because Rackman Studios, they're doing shit all the time. Like, he's posting tutorials and stuff.
And the drummer, he's all over the place.
Yeah.
Who I just can't remember his name now.
I can either. Remember we almost got an interview with him?
Yep.
And someone blew it, and it wasn't dust in her eye. I don't even think she listens anymore.
She does.
She does?
Yeah. So weather.
She does not.
I've been gone for a couple of weeks. Yeah, right now.
She's listening right now.
Yeah, you just embarrassed her.
Wonder if she understands the code.
Wonder.
Rekindle that flame, if you know what I'm saying. Stupid.
What? All right, so.
It was.
No.
Oh, my bad. Let me go ahead and take out everything that I just said then. I thought it was her.
No. No, you're wrong.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Nope. It was not. It was a person that was here earlier.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It was before her.
No, it wasn't.
Anyway, we fucked that up. But I fucked up a Red Fang interview, too, so.
And a whores interview.
How did we fuck that up? We went and showed up and hung out. And they said, no, yeah, after we load shit up, maybe.
I think you scared him. Man.
They were fucking, no. They scared me. Those guys were scaring me, man.
They're the helmet type, you know? They just show up in regular street clothes. They start playing.
They don't wear eyeliner.
And then they just do their thing, and then they get off. And then when they get off stage, you're like, y'all are super intimidating. Because y'all are just normal dudes.
Yeah, we don't know how to talk to sober dudes.
I got to talk to guys in face paint and blood coming out of them somewhere. So anyway, while I was gone on this trip, weather happened. And I want to talk about this weather.
Three different rounds.
So I was gone.
Big weather.
On one round.
Big weather. Jacket off weather.
A crane fell. And Pete I kept Gilchrist. Trying to find out all this information about this damn crane.
I was going to text you because that was the night that you were spotty. You were like, you were, hey, I'm not going to.
Coming off my period?
Spotty, not oh, okay. Spotting.
Oh, okay, I was spotty.
Good Lord, man.
Yeah, it was one of the first nights.
And yeah, and you were like, I'm going to be in and out, man.
And I'll be in and out.
And I was like, if I send him a message right now that says a crane fell and send the picture, the imagery, you're like, what the fuck? Like, I was thinking about sending it to you and say, this just happened here, but I knew you would immediately pull over when you saw it out in the middle of nowhere and been like, What the hell? But the thing is,
I
that
just
storm
ran out into the
grazed
desert.
Here. I slept through really? That. Yeah, really? I was hanging out with your cat, which, by the way, I hate cats, but I like that one. Like, I don't even like cats.
You know that cat's name, right? Moby.
Moby's cool.
Yeah, we got the outburst ones.
Yeah, we got out. Like, it thundered and it thundered and lightened, and yeah. It rained for a little bit. But then it when it passed through, we went to Dallas.
In Dallas.
So that crane fell on one of my rivals.
Mark Cuban.
Apartment.
Yeah.
And he was posting on social media that he lost everything, like all his gear and all his.
I lost my penis.
That crane hard was working on a parking garage that had just recently
beside
had
it,
issues,
right?
Yeah. And so when it fell, so that parking garage was effed up. And so that's why that crane was over there. And so when it fell into that apartment complex and also that parking garage of that apartment complex.
I don't see how there wasn't more. Deaths the way it. I mean, it's sad.
What's
that
with all these
the
cranes
lady,
falling?
Because it's sketchy crane. Already. Every time you see a crane up there, aren't you like, man, that looks sketchy as fuck?
You ever wanted to go up in one, though?
Hell yeah.
My
yeah.
dad had to go to a lot of crane issues when he worked with OSHA.
I'd like to go up on one.
Yeah.
One with the elevator, though. I
what
don't
was the thing?
The
it wasn't yeah. a crane, but yeah. on the last Grand Theft Auto. Where you had that one mission where you had to get up at a loading, like at a shipyard. Remember when you had to do that and you had to
yeah.
pick up one of those? And then is that considered craning too? Yeah, they make big money, man. In the LA port, if you're one of those dudes, yeah.
Oh, like moving containers?
Yeah, those shipping containers and stuff.
And those are
cool
because they're on rails. You can roll up and down
them. Is there one full of dead Russian hookers?
Yes, maybe.
Yeah, Dexter.
Not Dexter.
No. I thought. The Wire.
The Wire.
Yeah.
But Dexter, they were hiding shit out in Dexter.
Did you ever
too.
Finish The Wire yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it took me a while, but I did.
That 6-year bit.
Yeah.
You haven't finished it yet?
I haven't finished it yet. Have you finished Chernobyl, Matt?
Yes, I have finished Chernobyl.
And?
Oh. I loved it. It's awesome.
Oh, it's so good.
It's one of the best things I've seen in years.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm so glad. Good. I'm glad
that's
I
a
watched
good
it.
HBO.
You ready to go?
I would love to go.
JJTM visits Propiet.
Yeah. Did you see all those pictures that I was telling you about?
I did. That aggravates me.
Why?
Or we just take some nookie girls with us and take photos of them.
Because we probably know some that are crazy enough to do it.
I know some that want to go.
I'm about to be back in the nookie scene and hanging out with those type of women's. So I'm sure we could figure something out.
We can get a weekly nookie report. Live vicariously through you.
I should move down to Austin, shouldn't I? How quick would I get AIDS?
In Austin?
Whoa.
I don't know. You don't just get it by moving down there.
No.
No, because I'd get a job with Jeremy.
Would Jeremy give you AIDS?
Yeah. You say my cousin will give you AIDS?
Maybe. We'll see what happens.
This is weird.
It's not weird at all if you put the pieces together.
I think
it's not weird one bit.
I think he has a job for you, though.
He probably does.
Check front bottoms for baggies.
I've already passed the interview.
You're like a TSA inspector.
Our on-job training that we had last time we were down there. Which I still have people ask me, like, that didn't really happen. I'm like, no, yes, it fucking did.
That really happened.
That really happened.
When you went, hey, what's that?
Hey. And then all of a sudden Jeremy goes, it's a bag of Coke. Oh, fuck. And then he goes.
Did he sound like Dr. Roxo immediately?
You do realize that I'm your manager. I remember him saying that. And then her just crying. And I'm like, I don't fucking care. Like, I'm glad you think I'm a father figure type guy.
Right.
Like,
she was crying
really
on your shoulder going,
yeah.
Like you're going to help her out with everything. And here I am going, that guy doesn't care.
Yeah, you're crying on the wrong shoulder, darling.
That guy just does not care.
And then the other thing, I had my eyes on that awesome bad girl that hung out with us in
Russian?
The booth. No. The one
that you're talking about.
Yeah. That there's pictures somewhere. Her, I wanted to hang out with her because she was cool as shit the whole time. We hung out with her a little bit that night, and then we went back the second night and hung out with her all night. And that's when that waitress started loading me up with
she gonna eat tacos?
Burgers? No.
Oh.
The girl that was also, like, was a professional stripper. She was working in Houston and up here and, like, New Orleans.
That was her.
And, yeah, and she, like, she had, there's pictures that she sent us.
Didn't send them to me, sent them to you.
Yeah, I know.
I don't have any.
I was like, yeah, got a number, even though she's a stripper.
Was that the phone you got lost on the train?
No.
Oh.
But.
So you have them?
They're somewhere.
Well, you need to pull them out of your cloud.
I've been worried about doing that because there's incriminating evidence.
In your cloud?
Not on me.
Oh.
If I remember things correctly, wasn't me that was incriminated in these pictures.
Is anyoneup.com still working?
But anyway.
Butthole don't care.
Same thing, though. I was, like, just wanting to hang out with y'all, because y'all were all, the first night, I'm pretty sure we were all hanging. Remember that crazy lady? It was like, she was pissed off at her boyfriend and just started buying a bottle of vodka.
She
was like, here,
she
shots.
She just left her husband.
But it was like,
came there.
Shot after shot after shot. She wanted to mind a race.
She should have just got
no,
bottle.
And it got
and
to a point.
And us three dumbasses were like, okay, we'll try.
There was a point where the bartender, who we know, he started giving us water.
Yeah.
He was like, this is ridiculous. Y'all can't. Mm-hmm. Like, it seriously was 6 to 8 in a row.
Yeah. And
right.
With not much time in between them.
Like high school?
Shot. Yeah. Do it again.
And
shot.
Then that's
shot.
When the stripper showed up with the baggie of cocaine in her vag.
And you
high
did
school.
What?
Huh?
What?
Huh? What?
Yep, that's when it all happened. And I felt so bad for her because I didn't give a fuck. But she kept, I think I had that whole,
you got her in trouble.
He reminds me of my daddy, so I'm going to go cry with him.
She probably was a third your age.
I'll guarantee she was.
Right. No, that still didn't add up. So, yeah.
I mean, she was young.
Yeah.
I just remember Jeremy going, I'm your boss.
No, I'm your boss.
You realize that?
I thought
the thing that was really fucked up is I thought that y'all were making fun of her because she was stringing at first. Because I hadn't figured out what it was.
No.
And I was like, that's so cruel. And then I
didn't
like,
see any of it till the very end.
It's a fuzzy night. I remember you're not supposed to allow what we were doing at all in the VIP section, and we were just whoo, like just smoking. And fucking no one down there listens to us except Jeremy, right? I can say this.
Well, you got Jeff in Austin. You got
well, he didn't care.
No, no. Anybody that's down there is not going to care.
But yeah, so there's all these fucking millionaires and shit that's got all that Silicon Valley that moved to Austin, the Silicon Valley Part 2.
Are they on a basketball team?
Walking in the VIP area, and here's me and Dustin getting high as fuck, like just smoking out a whole... You said I was... You said we were in the Tree of Trust.
I don't know if I was doing that.
I
was laying down on the thing. Are we talking about the night?
No,
after
these are
South
two
by?
Different nights.
I thought this was the night
we
after
went
South
both
by.
Nights
of you, South by.
Yeah, the first night was yeah. balls out party.
Oh yeah, yeah. And then the
and
second
that's when
night,
the Coke bag happened.
And then
out
the
of,
second
out of
night is when we were just laying around. And
they, the second
was,
night,
everybody
yeah.
was pissed at us because we have a whole booth
but
to
both,
ourselves.
Both nights we did
waiting for Royal Sun to show up.
And there's pictures of us in standing up.
Oh yeah, I got
in the
on
booth
my phone.
In the VIP smoking weed.
I wasn't smoking. I was drinking. You were smoking, sir.
I just remember I was like, this is really illegal, and they're not going to – they probably don't like that I'm doing this, but we just kept doing it.
We're the J. Jones Massacre.
And those old, those fucking rich dudes just kept walking by going, what the fuck?
And then there were a bunch of people that are owners of a brewery here locally that were down there too, and I kept harassing them.
Barton House? Should harass them. They gave us the Heisman. Remember they were up our ass when at the beginning and
they
then
were,
all of a sudden
really
they got a little big time and decided they were going to fucking yeah. big time us?
That's what I was giving them hell about.
Fuck you.
That's why we'll go to Hop Fusion, yo. Or Revolver.
We should do a beer with someone. I mean, we have had a lot of people ask us, when are y'all going to put a beer out? We totally should.
The me thinks want one.
We want one.
We do want one. So anyway, back to weather.
Sorry, we digressed.
We did. We're chasing rabbits
out the badge.
We covered a few bases all over the place.
So it got bad. I take it. It did all that shit. And then did it get bad again?
Because
when we came home, there was shit all over the place.
It might have stormed a couple times, but not like that. But then we've had more bad weather on Sunday.
Yeah, this past Sunday, Father's Day. I mean, the Metroplex area lost, what, about 40 fathers because they were out on the lakes.
Okay.
And no sirens went off.
That's what I'm about to get into. Both cases, there was siren issues. You have one fucking job.
There are
okay?
times they will hit the siren when there's nothing,
nothing
going on.
Nothing going on a Wednesday when I'm trying to fucking sleep off a hangover.
That's when they test
That's
them.
Every Wednesday.
Oh, my bad.
First Wednesday of the month.
But anyway, if you're testing them every week, it
it's
seems like a good time to run them. Is when there's five fucking tornadoes in one county coming through, you might want to sound the alarm.
And for us that have satellite TV and our power goes out or whatever, you might want to be broadcasting live on one of your streaming services or something. I don't give
social
a
media.
Fuck if the U.S. Open's going on or whatever. It's fucking golf.
Dallas
These are
County
tornadoes
the same
falling.
Thing happened at the on the crane storm. There was some mm-hmm. siren issues. But this one, dude, I slept through this fucking storm. Like, because we partied on Saturday night a little bit.
I did not sleep through the storm. I was up.
Well, I slept through the storm.
But you also went till sunup?
I went pretty late. But I went through the storm.
Because the wolf was loose.
Yeah, with pockets. The wolf in pockets. Important. Tyler, I'm sorry.
TV show. TV celebrity. Local media celebrity. Television celebrity. Trash pockets.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I saw the recent
so,
commercial.
Here's the deal. So yesterday I went to... I've started running again. You can imagine why. But I started
because
running
Because the wolf
again.
Is loose.
Because the wolf is loose. But anyway, so the... my trail, though, has these random spots where trees are not just like limbs aren't just down. Trees are uprooted. So there was obviously a tornado in my neighborhood.
Yeah, there was.
And all over there was like five in Tarrant County. Not one fucking siren goes off.
It was a roof. Roofs were torn off in that neighborhood. No what? Sirens. No
What's
sirens.
The deal? They were like, we're going to take Father's Day off?
You.
I don't get it. That's what our tax dollars...
I don't get it.
Isn't it something that our tax dollars pay for?
Where were you, Delkus?
I mean, this
I'm calling him out.
Well, this isn't really on him as much as it is the civil defense sirens. Where the fuck were they?
What if it was missiles from Cuba? Now that we're embargoed again. They could be setting missiles up over there and what they were. I didn't have time to tuck, duck, and roll.
I'm sorry?
Isn't that what you do?
Tuck, duck, and roll.
Duck and
roll.
I
thought it was drop.
Put a book over
your
head.
I don't remember the tucking part.
Tuck.
Like tuck.
Silence of the Lambs.
Like, would you fuck me? I'd fuck me.
Q.
There's a tornado coming.
Yeah, I'm really pissed off about Sunday because all hell broke loose and no one was there. I had to watch a radar that kept showing tornadoes pop up just to the west of my neighborhood, to the north of my neighborhood. I'm going, okay, well, it's any time now because the skies were going crazy. Trees were going nuts.
No, you've seen all the footage on Facebook and everywhere where there's like just chaos.
Chaos.
I don't know if it was because
trees
they were like,
are destroyed.
Well, it's
I'm
just
like,
an,
okay, it's coming this way.
It's just an EF1 or an EF0,
oh, yeah,
whatever.
Yeah,
oh, let's not mess with that.
No. Some
bro.
Little old lady over in Arlington can't even go in her house anymore. But that apartment complex that was hit with the crane is done. You can't go in there. Like, no one can live there ever again.
Yeah, they evacuated
tear
the whole
down.
Thing. They're tearing it. It's a total loss.
It's insane.
Yeah.
A skyscraper is a total loss.
Yeah.
It's freaking
like Chernobyl-esque over there
structure
now.
Structure damage.
Yeah.
And a poor woman was killed. I don't see how there wasn't more fatalities.
A lady was killed there?
Yes. It was one woman that died, unfortunately. And there was a bunch of bad injuries and stuff. I mean,
someone died on Eagle Mountain Lake this past weekend.
How'd that happen? From the storm?
Yeah, when that storm came through. They
were eaten by an alligator?
No, they were on a sailboat and she got pitched off.
It was so she couldn't hang on to the sailboat, huh?
This sounds very Sleeping with the Enemy-esque.
Whoa. Maybe she got pitched off and then eaten by an alligator.
Or maybe she got pitched off.
Was it? Are you?
Her husband thought she
couldn't
swim.
Are we joking about someone's death?
And she took off swimming
to
a buoy.
That's what happened, though? It was a sailboat accident because of the storm?
Yeah.
Might would have helped some people out if there was a siren going off out there.
Could have been. And you know what?
It's fucking...
Don't use a sailboat. Get on a houseboat.
How was that?
Looking incredible.
Nice.
It nice segue incredible. From a tragic accident to your good times.
My great times.
On a lake.
No, that was badass. I'm now officially licensed 65 to 70 foot houseboat.
Was that
driver.
Just take a fee? You just got to take.
No, you just got to go there class. And say, hey, I want to rent this for a couple days. Okay, here you go. I'm going to show you how the generators work, how to turn this thing on, how to anchor it.
You guys are good.
See you later.
Don't fuck it up.
Have fun.
Nice.
And that's the way it was. It was cool. So the last live show we did, I was in the air about going to Cuba. Well, 12 hours after we did the show, it came down that we weren't going to Cuba. It was done. Over. Let's see. We canceled our cruise. We canceled our flight. We canceled all our hotels. Got everything back.
Nice.
It's kind of nice. And then it was all up in the air. And then we just decided to go with the couple we went with, or we're going to go on the cruise with, and just drive west and hit Lake Powell at some point and get a boat and see what happens. It was all just off the cuff. But if I could go back in time and transport one or two of our river trips anywhere.
You'd go there?
Oh, my God.
So they allow drinking?
Yeah, you're not supposed to drive the boat when drinking.
What? So if the anchor's down and y'all are all partied, they're cool with that?
You can party on the boat, just the driver can't be drinking.
So what if you're all anchored?
Yeah, same thing. You can do whatever you want.
So there doesn't have to be a sober driver if you're anchored.
No,
or docked or whatever.
Or docked, space docked, whatever. Yeah, and
docked
head to head. But it was a blast.
Yeah, it looks fun. I want to do it.
We should. We should all go out there and pretend like it's a river trip. The only problem is the drive.
Heading west is kind of hard.
Yeah, it gets pretty boring pretty quick, and it doesn't get unboring until you're like
Flagstaff.
Way deep into New Mexico.
Flagstaff. Yeah. New Mexico sucks.
It does. It's terrible.
The only thing cool is Albuquerque when you come into it, but then when you leave, you're
Taos.
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
There's some little pockets here and there, but no, there's not much in
but
Mexico.
I've always wanted to go to that area, and
I don't know Spanish, so
you know, you're screwed.
I can't go there.
When we left, we headed to Albuquerque. We went to Amarillo, picked them up.
Taco Bell.
Went to Albuquerque.
Cállate la boca.
From Albuquerque, we spent the night in Albuquerque in a casino. Gary, I went up.
¿Cómo está usted?
Then I went down, and then I left even.
Yeah.
And then I left, or we left there, and we went north. We went to Shiprock, and then up to Mexican Hat.
How big is that lake?
Lake Powell, 120 miles long.
Mm.
It's the second biggest, largest man-made lake in the States.
That's a man-made lake?
Uh-huh. They dammed it, the Colorado River, in order to build it. In 1963, and it took till 1980 for it to be filled.
Wow.
Hmm.
Yeah, it took forever.
Big-ass lake.
Aren't they ripping water from that to send over to California?
It's like Mead.
Oh.
The one by Vegas. The one we flew over.
Yeah.
So anyway... went to Mexican Hat, and then we went to, I kid
That's
you not,
racist.
On Google Maps, it says Forrest Gump Point.
That's cool.
That overlooks Monument Valley. They went to Page, and it was cool. That's some area I've always wanted to go to. I feel like I've seen 1/16th of it, because there's so much cool shit around there. Mm-hmm. And the Utah National Parks, I wish I could take like 2 months off and just tour them all.
That'd be cool.
I may just do it.
You should.
I may just plead insanity or whatever.
Oh,
or whatever. Yeah. Should I just
show up missing?
Should I
just go out there?
Bucket everything?
Get some peyote? Yeah.
She has Oakland chickens.
We went through Four Corners.
That's a rumor. Did you hear that?
That was dumb. That wasn't real?
No. That was a troll.
Oh, really?
Trolling.
Denver.
Yeah.
They did good.
But that's real.
Denver
the shrooms
real.
In Denver is real.
In mm-hmm. Chicago?
Chicago's doing it, too?
They're talking about trying to pass it there, and then Portland was working on it last I heard, too.
Then they'll put it in Whataburgers.
In Chicago?
Yeah.
What do y'all think of that shit?
I think it's horse shit.
Eh.
I think it is, too.
It's been going down for the past 2 years.
Whataburger has?
The deal?
Yeah.
No, Whataburger's been great.
Yeah.
You haven't been enjoying it the last 2 years?
No, and like the day after, one of my friends got a number 14, and it had no Texas toast in it.
Ooh.
I don't even know what a number. Oh yeah, I do.
My order is a number 2, double meat, double cheese.
If add jalapenos.
God, I love
no
Whataburger.
Lettuce, no tomato.
Whataburger's great.
I hope it doesn't start sucking now though, because of
if
that.
If power
you know?
Goes out, let's go to Whataburger.
Do the show there.
That's what we're gonna
do. No.
There's a chance our power will go out during this show. So if it just cuts off, that's the way I'm gonna edit it.
Did So what? I'm scared to death that it's gonna. Not be Whataburger anymore. Like, it's going to be all fucking... They're going to change it up. Some yahoo that just graduated from college is going to work at this equity firm. Be like, you know, to save money, we could do do-do-do-do-do-do. And it's just going to start sucking.
Or do you
and it's
going to
be
turn,
just like In-N-Out, where In-N-Out sucks now.
Are you think it's going to turn the way of Taco Bell and everything will be covered in Dorito dust or some
yeah,
type of chip dust?
Yeah, some stupid
some
shit.
Kind of bullshit.
Yeah. I could see that happening, and that's what I'm scared of. And if that does happen, I guess it's Clown Burger for now on when you want
Griff's.
A burger for us.
Griff's.
Griff's, yeah, we could do Griff's.
Griff's.
Fred's has a good burger.
Fred's has amazing burgers.
Yeah.
Who else?
Shit, there's a ton
there's
of places
Chef's
that
place?
Have a good... Yep. Chef's Point or Chef's Place?
Chef's Place.
Oh, Chef's. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've been there. Decent.
A&W? Gas station.
We grind beef at the restaurant, so I'll make some burgers.
Oh yeah, where's our barbecue today?
We don't have
the barbecue. Of the
How's
day
it
is?
Going?
It's going really well.
Tell us about it. Y'all breaking? Y'all in the black yet, or are you still in the red?
We don't even. They haven't even been doing the remodeling all the way yet.
Is your Slips Knot jumpsuit part of your work attire?
Excuse me.
The Slipknot jumpsuit you're wearing.
No, oh. Oh, that is.
Y'all are wearing
is that
Slipknot jumpsuits.
That is what I work in.
It's kind of awesome.
You know, there was a serial killer up in somewhere up north, and he was selling human meat, they think. They're pretty sure he was.
Taco Bell does camel.
There's your theme. There you go. You wear the red jumpsuits. It's like cereal burgers.
I have a question. If I kill something, can I bring it to you and you cook it?
There? So there's a good segue. So Mark Dean's closed in Azle. So I kind of want to hit up Jim Risky because he owns the building, because that means there's no barbecue in Azle now, so he's got to put someone in there.
I mean, it's Azle.
I mean, it is Azle, yeah. But yeah, if you brought me something, then I'll dress it and cook it for you.
It'd be easier to kill something out there.
Yeah.
Gator on a lake.
Yep.
And then I'll just drag it in there and go, here.
Yep.
I'm not even going to field dress it. I'll just bring the whole damn thing in there.
I'm okay with it. That means I get to keep the head and everything.
What's those exotic deer that they have on the ranches right now?
Mule deer?
Not mule deer. What are they called? The real fast ones. They're like the fastest deer that we have.
Oh, God.
The crazy horns.
Yeah.
They don't look like regular deer horns.
Shit. They're all over Junction, too.
Yeah. All the exotic. They were brought in from like Africa, weren't they? And they started breeding. Yeah, that's it.
No.
Ibex?
Really close.
Ibex
really close to
them.
Enus?
Axis deer.
Yeah, axis deer.
If we bring you an axis. Yeah.
Antlers.
If we bring you an axis, will you make it for us? Because I heard that they're really good.
They're super good.
I love
them. So what happened with that is these luxury ranches and stuff that all these oil field people were buying and everything put them on there, and they started breeding with regular
whitetail.
That's why they're everywhere now down there.
And they what they didn't
mutated.
Expect was
mutated.
You now have a super fast deer that can jump really far.
Yeah,
and those
high.
Game fences weren't keeping them in.
Nope.
So like raptors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they were like raptors.
Those oil field dudes, they got too much money.
Axis deer.
Canned hunting? Fuck that.
Those oil field guys, they got too much money.
That's why they brought them over to do that.
They did.
That's exactly. It's kind of sad.
It's trash.
There's camels and ostrich all down there.
Really good meat, though.
It is. Axis is awesome.
That's what I heard.
I mean, if
third deer I killed,
I like
if they're going to become an invasive species and we have to take them out, then let's go down and go hunting.
As long as we're pissing off PETA and shit. My favorite deer are the baby deer, man. You cook up a baby deer, like right out the egg.
Well, it's like Kobe beef.
Just, yeah, right.
I like killing a deer inside
the
baby.
You're the only one that caught it.
I feel like killing a deer inside the mother's womb.
Like giving an abortion and like, let's just eat.
Because it's not alive yet.
Abortion venison.
It's not
abortion
alive.
Abortion venison.
Yet. Yes.
It's better than Kobe.
Abortion venison. Cheesesteaks.
I bet it does make a good cheesesteak.
Is that the name of
abortion cheesesteak?
There's your menu item.
Hey, man, I'm already thinking about it.
We're going to make y'all $1 million. This show.
Late night menu.
Is going to make y'all $1 million. Y'all going to have duck tacos?
Duck tacos are amazing. Speaking of
trips
things that happen in Austin, duck tacos are amazing. Yeah.
Duck tacos are amazing, though.
Freaking great.
Everybody that I tell that to is like, whoa. I'm like, no,
no.
Man.
Uh-uh.
You got to have
like
these.
If you like treated it like you do, like whenever you braise anything, just let it.
Yeah. Jeremy, is that place still there?
I hope so.
And if
what's
it is,
the name of it? Because that place was amazing.
We might Duck be coming down tacos. In a couple of weeks because Dad would need a trip. I don't know where to go. I want to go to New York, but I don't fucking think I have any friends that live up there.
You know what's going to happen if we go to Austin, right?
Yeah, that's why I'd rather go to New York. Like, seriously, does anyone listen to the show? I'm not going to stay.
is the
imagery
loop.
Of me at the Dillinger show just the picture that you took that everybody's like, what the fuck was he on? Nothing. I was sober. I was like,
you just turned and looked at me.
Yeah.
I took that picture.
You were high on life.
I was high on life.
Oh, shit. And I love.
That's when I fell down the stairs and dropped my pants.
Andrew,
at a Dillinger show.
When have you not almost died?
Yeah. So, anyway, if anyone listens to the show that's in the New York area, I've been catching up on my Mr. Robot, and I really want to go there for a weekend. So I'd love to come
up. Go up there and do that. I'll go do it.
I can't stay with your sister and her husband. They'll kick me out because it will happen. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys, I'm here.
And I don't think the
plane landed. Let's go.
The wolf runs into problems in New York, probably.
No, there are no wolves in New York.
Right.
You gotta
wolves of Wall Street.
You got to be a lamb. Well, I guess Wall Street area would have wolves.
Yeah, but I'm not that guy, for sure.
You can't walk around with a big block cell phone.
That guy and that are two different beasts.
We need to take you to some of those Wall Street bars.
I just
want
to go.
Some of those Wall Street bars where they're all dressed up and everything. You come in. It's like, who
so
is that fucked up?
Can I go on a trip and hang out with someone, a friend, in New York and not spend over $300?
No.
Is it not possible? Well, for just one weekend.
Does it count your airfare?
No. Well, I got the airfare taken care of.
MetroCard's $40 right off the bat. Okay? Your average meal there is $25-$30, if not more. And then you're going to want to go. I mean, you got to go over to Taurus, and you got to have some good beers from Evil Twin.
Okay. I guess we're going to Austin then.
That's another $20-$30.
I need to go to New York at some point, and this is a great time to do it.
New York, you don't have to pay the hookers. You just kill them and throw them in the Hudson. sorry.
You know how
it's
you
more
get
money.
Your.
It is.
You know how you keep your hooker from crawling away?
Shoot her in the back again.
Another classic on the JJTM.
So dark. Yeah, no, you're not going to live for a weekend for on $300, I don't think. Maybe. No,
you don't think so, man?
New York. You'll become property of New York.
No, you could do it for a weekend, but you don't
want
to go to
New York.
That's
why I
want
a friend.
For a weekend.
I know, but that's the only, like, I don't have time to do it. I'm not going to have decent time for a year, especially, I mean, I'm not going to have any time to go. I'm afraid that I'm getting to the point where I'm going to die without going to New York.
Well, there's still wheelchairs.
The wolf needs to go.
The wolf is loose on a on what are those little things? The little
rascal.
The rascals
that I bitched about the other day.
Just cruising through.
Dude, that's a video. Y'all need to Spectacle needs to do a video with little rascal racing. Shh. Oh, fucking mean motor scooter will steal that one.
Yep.
Damn. God. I gotta learn to keep my mouth shut, man.
They steal all y'all's ideas?
Everybody steals our ideas. I wouldn't be surprised if there's someone about to start a barbecue place already just because you're doing it. And they're probably going to do serial killer.
They're probably already skinning deer.
They don't have alligators.
We're due so much money in this joint.
Yet.
We are due a lot of money.
Like, it's about time these mofos start paying up.
Since you have some free time on your hands, we should monetize it.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I have a job.
Well, I mean, you know.
No, I don't.
To keep your mind busy. When you're running, when you're in the neighborhood and you're running around and you're just cruising around.
I'm just looking for rape.
Jesus.
There's a
rape. Whoa. Well, I'm looking for rape.
It's not surprise sex, right?
I can see you. You walk to the front door of Seth's house, and you look out, and you go. As you're just staring down the sidewalk, and you start kind of loosening up a little bit, and then you take off running, and your rape yell happens.
We should do a whole movie to, and this be the score. Blood Mountain should
Blood
be the
Mountain?
Score of just some crazy random movie we make.
Of goddamn America.
We could.
They'd let us do it.
No, they wouldn't give a shit.
They'd be like, yeah, that album came out 13 years ago. We don't care.
We might win Sundance Film Festival with it.
Is this when you're ready to go out at night on the town? You're getting dressed. You're in front
going
of the mirror.
Lola's. Got my suit.
And you're like,
waiting on an Uber.
Waiting for the Uber?
Yeah.
And in your mind, you're thinking of chicks, and you're going, Hunter, Gatherer, Release from the...
Okay. We'll title this show hashtag me too for sure.
Hey, gotta watch out.
There's a lot of content in here for Thomas already.
A lot.
There is. By the way, we have a Thomas song. Let's do it now.
You want to do it?
Yeah, let's do the Thomas song.
Let's do it. Let's play some Thomas song.
I got a text this week saying, oh, shit, boys.
He sent a song called The Shit.
Yep.
Oh, and shit. I want to say, if you listen to last week's episode, our music spectacular.
Volume 1.
There was
now,
a lot of hits by
this
Thomas.
This is what
huh?
JJTM calls Music's Volume 1. And I got messages that there were holes in the show. I'm sorry about that.
There was. What was up with that?
I fixed it. I don't know. I honestly have no idea. I think maybe one of the songs was panned all the way over or something. Oh. But anyway, it's fixed now, so sorry. I don't know. I couldn't fix it quicker because I was on a boat in the middle of the lake with no internet.
I'm on a boat.
So here we go. I want to hear this. You ready? This is from Thomas. This is like number 47 he sent us.
The shit?
Called the shit. And it goes something like this. Hello? Hello?
Hi. Hello.
Hello. Your name is
Tony Green.
He was a very good performer because he's not an asshole. I got something to say. I wanted childhood friends to munch on it.
I got somebody for you.
Was he like Thomas?
He was like a Thomas on speed.
Did I pull a gun on him?
I haven't seen it.
Heavenly days.
Almost all the Mexican girls from Bugs put out cocaine.
Porn star name.
Thought I was the shit. You'll find it a fun place.
I wanna sex you up.
Covered in DNA.
On your face. Thought I was the shit.
You'll find it
a fun place.
I wanna sex you up.
Covered in DNA.
On your face.
How much is everything gonna go up around?
Prices of dildos and sex toys.
The problem is, we're in the wrong cut.
Just go on Wish.
Did Eric pick that for himself?
I'm sure he did.
It's still hard.
What is that called?
Well-covered tutor.
You can put a dome over it.
I threw a pizza at a cop.
Peroni? Were you in the zone? Shots of Patron? Dustin likes to flex his butt plug as a chair mount.
Carry the load.
Thought I was the shit. You'll find it a fun place.
I wanna sex you up.
Covered in DNA.
On your face. Thought I was the shit. You'll find it a fun place.
I wanna sex you up.
Covered in DNA.
On your face.
When we started this podcast, we ever think we'd have a little bit of sausage,
corn scrub,
Tony Green,
and a slim lubricant
delivered to us? I do gotta ask.
A slip of Mickey
and a plastic
turd and a punch bowl. They're already what the fucking.
Yeah, everybody is what the fucking. Everything I've learned from the Civil War is all from Patrick Swayze.
Who I heard is very short.
And dead.
Thought I was the shit. You'll find it a fun place.
I wanna sex you up.
Covered in DNA.
On your face. Thought I was the shit. You'll find it a fun place.
I wanna sex you up.
Covered in DNA.
On your face.
Punching porn star in the face
and fully involved in caca.
I'm not sure that I'm getting it.
Hey, I like that.
How it jumped into 100 to the sky?
Yeah.
Very
good.
Nice.
Nice.
Very nice for a tuner.
Another
Grammy.
It is. It's going straight up the chart.
Jam.
I want to sex you up. Jeez.
And Tony was on it.
Tony was on it.
Yes.
That thing about Patrick Swayze.
I don't even remember talking about that.
Everything I learned from the Civil War is from Patrick Swayze. He goes, I heard he was short, and all of us go, well,
and
he's dead.
He's dead.
I don't know. It cracked me up. No one else thought it was funny.
I thought it was pretty good. I liked it.
So did you notice that he caught you fumbling country?
Yeah.
And put it in the cunt?
He made it.
Yeah.
God, this show, that, man.
This show. So while we were gone, or not doing the show in 2 weeks, a lot of music was released. Have you heard the new Baroness yet?
Not front to back. I've heard like four tracks.
I've heard a few songs here and there. I haven't listened to it front and back. I need to. I'm going to do that tomorrow. But bouncing around? I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Well, that's what we kind of... I said that about the Purple.
I love the Purple album.
Yeah, but still I was like, oh, man, it sure is different.
It's no green and yellow.
It's no green and yellow.
Or red.
Yeah.
So...
Which this is the last of the color series he's been hinting towards.
Yeah.
And
last of the colors.
So, and what was he talking about? I saw an interview that he said it still might be a themed group of albums that are put out, but he's leaving the colors alone. Like it might be. So I was like, what does that mean? Like triangles or
shapes?
Are we going to do shapes?
Cool. What about the different Lucky Charm shapes?
Yeah.
That come in the bowl.
Yeah.
Clovers, moons, heart shape.
Unicorns,
diamonds, unicorn. Oh, there's unicorns in there?
I believe so.
Or is that for Pride Month?
No, I think they added unicorns for good.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure.
Also, our friends in Pinkish Black released a record. And they did a record store deal the other day. And I meant to bring the record out because I got it.
Nice. And
it's one of the best looking vinyls I've ever seen.
I've seen pictures online.
It's freaking beautiful.
It's pretty.
Of course, I asked for a good one, too.
Yeah.
And it was good.
That show was nut to butt in that little record store. It looked like it smelled like butt cheese in there.
It did not. But it was loud, and there was free beer. Lots of free beer.
Oh, I thought you said free deer.
No.
They have an access deer there? An abortion access deer?
They took out a deer and
abortion
served it up.
Cheese steaks.
While you abortion listen. Cheese steaks.
Is that going to be something we can eat at the JJTM show?
Abortion cheesecake.
Can that be available?
Cheesesteak. Mm. But I just added a dessert. Abortion cheesecake.
Mm. Let's see.
Oh, my God.
What if you just opened up a restaurant right now that was abortion-themed? I bet you'd be huge. All the femme Nazis, they'd come in. They'd be eating there all the time, man. Because they'd think it was awesome. They're going to get a abortion cheesesteak and then wash it down with an abortion cheesecake.
Abortion milkshake.
Abortion milkshake.
Good Lord. The wolf is loose. Good God.
Abortion pizza. Abortion fajitas.
Abortion calzone.
Ooh, yeah.
Abortion stromboli.
Great. Now you're on it now, too.
An abortion stromboli.
Jeez.
And the whole time you're there, they only play Gay Witch Abortion.
Now we're talking.
Abortion quiche.
You're on to something now. I'm down with that.
Abortion.
Oh, my God.
Chilaquiles.
We're going to keep this going?
Abortion crawfish?
That's boring.
I can go somewhere else.
Go ahead.
I can leave now.
Abortion oatmeal?
I finished.
With clumps of strawberries? Cherries? So anyway, those were the two big things that came out. Eagles of Death Metal released a cover album. It's pretty good.
Interesting.
It is very interesting. They did Careless Whisper on it. And
they did?
I just checked in to see what condition my condition was in.
No.
What else? It was good. It's interesting.
I'm trying to think of more abortion plates.
Oh my God,
this could go on forever.
Abortion enchiladas.
We put the restaurant right across the street from like a Baptist church.
And maybe in those enchiladas, there's like a chicken leg, and if you get a chicken leg in your abortion enchiladas, you get your meal for free.
No, like we're just gonna get like silicone little babies and put them in everything, so like a whole bunch of king cakes.
Ooh yeah,
high temp silicone babies.
Our king cake. The Mardi Gras season would be big at abortion. What's the name of it again? Have we named this place yet?
Oh, Serial Killers.
Serial Killers.
Why would it be Serial Killers if it's just abortion stuff? That doesn't make any
it
sense.
It doesn't, but it's awesome.
I don't know.
It's like that Serial Killer.
Okay, so, all right, we'll scratch
hotel.
The Serial Killer.
You want to go to that?
Yeah, I do.
That Shelby posted? That looks badass.
And also want to do the Friday the 13th. Camp out.
I saw that.
That'd be cool for a podcast camp out. So the getting back to abortion cheesecake sandwiches washed down with a nice slice of abortion cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
We got to think of a name for this place. Because I think we're on some gold.
Aborted.
Oh, that's too easy.
Gotta go.
Coat hangers?
Hangers.
Just hangers.
Hangers? No? You don't like hangers?
God.
We both said hangers.
Vacuum?
Hangers like boobs, though, right?
Sorry?
You got hangers?
Saggers.
Oh.
Hangers like the guy that gets busted with a card.
Oh, that's a hanger.
Yeah.
It is.
Let's see here.
When you're trying to, what was the name of that movie?
Oh, no.
Where, what's the name?
Rounders.
Rounders.
Yeah.
When you're trying to do your rounding, you get caught with a hanger.
I like how all the speaking of abortions.
Oh, my God.
When
can we get away from abortions?
I like when the pro-life people post the imagery of, like, they post a newly aborted baby. They're like, look at it.
It looks like an elephant fetus.
I'm like, looks like fish bait to me.
That joint.
Ta-da. Yeah. Some stink bait you could put out on Eagle Mountain. I'm sorry. Okay, I'll tone it down, guys. I'm sorry.
Can we rein the wolf back in?
Okay.
Like I said, the strength of the wolf is the pack. But the strength of the pack.
You gotta go full force this weekend.
The wolf. Are you gonna go full force this weekend?
No. I will not be going full force.
Saturday night's gonna be badass.
Saturday.
No, I will not.
Saturday.
The Foos?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm gonna get there late. So all I see is the Foos. What time is all this going down? You got the Foo, NRCD, and Babes in Boyland.
Yep.
What time is all this going down?
I believe NRCD is playing at 9.
Okay.
Babes are playing at 10.
Uh-huh. Is this all ages? Can he bring girls?
Potentially. Let me find out. I think as long as a parent's with him.
He's a parent.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
No, won't happen. I can't have Michaela going to... Where's it at? Mass?
Lola's.
Lola's. And the bartender's going, did you hear last week?
Yes. I'm a good citizen this week.
I made it.
Is y'all set good?
I like it.
Are y'all going to suck?
Do y'all have new covers in it?
New covers.
Yeah. Are y'all doing some stuff you haven't played before?
Fiddling. But.
Like what? Devil Went Down to Georgia?
Oh, that'd be great.
That type of fiddling?
That'd be awesome.
Get Sheridan. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Make a little note of that.
Okay.
Who all's in the band again? I forgot.
So it's myself, Marshall Martinez, Elliot Boot Jones, Tim McDermott, and Jake Norgard.
And y'all play what?
Female fronted hits.
The hits. Wait. They're going to play Lit.
No, that's not female fronted.
I thought you were going to do it anyway.
Maybe I'll do that for soundcheck. Whatever.
Wrong band again. Oh, we've already gone over this. That's Sum 41.
Please tell me why. Yeah.
How does that song start?
Yeah.
No, we don't play My Own Worst Enemy. But no, I'm excited to be doing
anything but Harvey Danger.
No, they're not females either.
Are they?
There's no female in that. No, I'm really excited to do the Stillers again.
What about any? Do you do Maps?
Four Non Blondes.
No.
Cranberries.
Yes.
Oh.
We're doing two. We're doing Salvation as well as Dreams.
L7.
No Zombie.
Shit List.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Wargasm.
No.
Breeders.
Pretend We're Dead.
No.
Breeders?
No.
No Divine Hammer?
No. The last time we did Safari. Breeders, it was Do You Love Me Now, and that was really good.
Sinead O'Connor.
I have the best version of that you've never heard.
We're doing the Me First and the Gimme Gimme's version of Nothing Compares to You.
Is she dead?
Are you going to shave your head?
Sinead O'Connor.
No, I'm not going to shave my head. It's magenta, I'm not going
to
shave my head.
Isn't she on the verge of offing herself all the time?
Every time she's allowed to be on Twitter, she begs for anal.
That's right. I forgot
she
about
goes
this
nuts bit. About it, and she's like freaks out.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. I swear to God.
Isn't she always on a suicide watch, too?
Yeah.
Like she's there. All her friends are always like, oh, she's about to do it.
Never want to do an Ask Me Anything with Sinead O'Connor.
I'd love to do one.
No Doubt. Alkaline Trio's cover of
what
a
No
Birdland.
Doubt do you do?
Sunday Morning.
But that's not bad.
No.
Kelsea.
Oh. Drain STH.
No.
Babes in Toyland.
So you brought up Do You Love Me Now?
No, but we're not doing that.
No, but you brought it up.
I like doing that song.
Have you ever heard the version that Kim did with Jay Maskus from Dinosaur Jr.?
No.
It's amazing. It is my favorite version of that song. Because the regular song is kind of, I mean, it is whatever.
It is.
Are you doing?
I got to play it. I'll play it for
Jolene.
The show.
Sweet. No.
That'd be hot. Any Miley Cyrus.
Huh? What about Ashley O?
Katy Perry.
Ashley O. You know, that chick's kind of hot.
You could do.
Isn't that Ashley
that's
O?
That's the next.
Baby, you're a firework.
No. The one that got away.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing that in this set. And next year, I want to do something different. I want to do songs from the 2000s, like some pop songs, rocked out.
Ooh, you could do Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
I really want to do some...
Jeez. They just finished up their tour.
Spice Girls did?
Yep. In the UK. They didn't come here.
That was good. That was real good.
An abortion.
Jesus.
That's what I want.
Okay, so the big thing this weekend, besides your show, we know that's the biggest thing everybody
needs.
That's
not the biggest thing. I'm real excited to see The Foo because I haven't seen The Foo and I couldn't tell you how long. Because I saw Nick and Casey at Masquerade because they played that bill with us.
What's the order of the bands so far? Do we know?
It's NRCD.
Okay.
Babes in Boyland.
Okay.
Foo.
Okay.
Well, what I'm most excited about with all that is
an abortion.
Jesus.
The next day, because that's
no, Fort
Worth.
No, 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 no.
What?
I'm excited to see Sosa play.
Yes.
Been a while since I've seen Sosa play.
I got to see him for like a whole like 10 minutes. Whenever Che was giving, man, he's just such a great guy.
He might be my favorite bass player.
He really is.
I'm always worried his hair is going to get caught on his headstock the way he flings it around like that. No. At some point,
it happens. His hair gets caught on things.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Remember when he used to come in here and hang out with us those good old days?
Before he was married.
All changed then.
All changes.
Went professional on us.
Yep.
We got to talk to his agents and stuff.
We do.
And he was the only one we enjoyed talking politics with.
Yeah. Because
he wouldn't freak the fuck out on us.
And then he would inform us.
Yeah, he would tell us things we didn't know.
Yes, he is a very educated gentleman. And he's just...
It was nice talking politics with him because he'd come in and remind us of how dumb we are.
It was. It was great.
Amber's great, too.
He was at the spectacle show over at Curtain Club. Got to see him. That's the first time I'd seen him forever. I was like, holy crap.
I think last time I hung out with him, I got stoned outside the Curtain Club with him. Like, sit out. Well, no, that was up in Denton. It might have been your show.
Oh, you weren't at the last one we did.
I don't know. I haven't hung out with him in a long time, though.
Maybe it wasn't Sosa.
So then
that trips me out. Could be like weird. I was in an alternative reality, just talking to someone that wasn't there in a car that's parked on Oak Street in Denton.
Whoa! And you're a lawyer, and you just die in it.
Whoa!
Yeah.
And then they have no idea why you died.
And just you're like, no this guy longer. Just thought, I don't know. He's talking about
Texas
some dude
Hammer?
Named Sosa.
Huh?
Well, you're talking about Dallas and people shooting. There was
you're
that
in front
shit.
Of a, you're parked outside the front of a
oh,
federal
yeah.
building.
Let's talk about that asshole.
God.
Yeah, let's do that before we go into Music Christmas.
Yeah, because I got to take a pee-pee. You want to do it now or after I take a pee-pee?
Go pee-pee, and we'll
talk
her
about
and
this,
I will talk about
this
Music
jack
Christmas,
wagon?
Then we'll talk about it.
Okay.
So, Sunday is what is known as Fort Worth Music Christmas in June.
Yes.
It is the Fort Worth Weekly Music Awards Showcase.
Festival. Yes.
Sponsored by Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
And Bud Light.
And
Bud United Light. Way of Tarrant County.
And the United Way and whoever else. I mean, come on. So this is the time when the entire South Side just opens its doors, lets all these bands come in, wreck the place, people get drunk.
On a Sunday. Yes.
Violence happens. And
after parties happen. Orgies.
The orgies. Lots of cocaine. And then it's over until the award show.
Yeah.
And usually that's when everybody's recovering, is at the award show. They show up still in rehab. Well, it's long enough. It's far enough out that you can go to rehab.
There's the mushroom and cocaine bar.
In the side.
At the music awards. Man, I can't wait to do music awards with you guys. Music awards ceremony.
Silly. So this, like we said, this weekend's on the South Side. And we have what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 venues. 8 venues this year.
Mm-hmm. The new ones this year are Republic Street.
Yes.
And
did they do Twilight last year?
Twilight was because
Shaw's.
Shaw's was last year. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Give me the rundown. I'll give you the.
Well, everybody else I know. Off the Record was used. Maine at Southside. Yes. Mass. Chat.
Well, Republic Street took place at Fairmount Music Hall then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is going to be cool. Are they going to do that outside or are they going to do that inside?
I think it's going to be inside.
Street. It is?
Yeah.
I hope so. Cause it's going to be hot.
Yeah.
They're saying it's going to be a hot one. And, I mean, some of these bands aren't loud. And that little bitty rickety stage outside, I love it, but it may not hold some of these bands.
Well, and plus they're doing more construction over there with Panther City Barbecue now. So I think they'd actually be like, don't be playing around there, kids.
So who you got? You're going to be at the chat room, you said?
I am.
So you got Ox Combine, Stone Machine Electric, mm-hmm. Joe Savage, Joe Gorgeous, and Sir Duda.
Yep.
Hmm.
It's a little bit of everything.
I'm going to be all over the place, I think, because I got to go see Dagger Club.
Yeah.
May go see Debbie.
Who?
Debbie.
Oh. Is she at Shipping?
At Shipping just before Dagger Club.
Oh, okay.
And then I got to go over to Mass for a little bit. I should go to Off the Record for, well, like, I'm going to ask this. Is it bad if I don't see Mean Motor Scooter and Hear Me the Archer since they play all the time?
I need to get by to see both of them. It's been a while for me, so I'm getting on that.
You can see them back to back and Off the Record.
Yeah, and Mean Motor Scooter is doing like a happy hour on Saturday.
I really need to go see Richard, though. I mean, I haven't seen him since we went to, he did the Fortress Fest last year. It was the last time I seen.
Really?
No, I saw him in Austin. We were down in Austin.
Saw him in Austin. Yeah, we saw him in Austin at club, that Fort Worth.
But that's been a year now, hasn't it?
It's been over a year, yeah.
Yeah, so I owe Richard. And remember, I ditched him on that beer show that he wanted us to go to that I thought we were all going to go to. I think you went out of town or something, and I was still planning on going. And then I had life catch up with me, and I couldn't make it down there.
So, yeah, they play at 8, but Dagger Club plays at 8. So I may have to shuttle it back and forth between those two. Are they going to have shuttles this year?
Yep.
Okay, so we can just hop in a van.
Yep.
And these guys are...
Can I take a little rascal?
We can trust them?
Yes.
Okay, they are trustable.
Yes.
I went on it,
they were getting paid last year,
didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
But they're also accepting tips, so if you get a little cash for the bartenders...
Just the tip.
Mm. I'm looking through this lineup. It's really good this year. There's a lot of stuff all over the place. Because it... And Boiled Owl. You've got Torn Up, Heater, All Clean. Yeah, Naaman. And Dead Vinyl. I already said Chat Room. Main is Keanu Leaves, Chillamundo, 88 Killa, Cutthroat Finches, Son of Stan. See, I got to go over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Off the Record, Big Heaven, The Fibs, Mordecai's The Zenith, Henry the Archer, Mean Motor Scooter, Republic Street is Zvini Baby, Washed Up Rookie, Rex, Clay Perry, Meech Pango.
They kind of play all the time, too.
Yeah.
We need to go see Zvini Baby.
Shipping and Receiving.
They're doing a lot of shit, too, lately. I've seen them all over the place. We need to go watch them.
Shipping and
I really want to see this Vogue Machine, but Neptune Loco started off. Vogue Machine, Devi, Dagger Club, Royal Sons, Shaw's, Riker Hall, Levi Ray, Golay, Daryl Sellers, Squeezebox Bandits, and Twilight Lounge, Signals and Alibis, Ansley, Polydogs, Vodio.
That's where Matt Mabe will be.
Jake Palaszczuk. When's this last Ansley show?
I think she's leaving Monday.
So that
she's playing
show,
a show and that's it, huh?
She had that big... Did the big going away show happen while I was out of town?
I don't... Maybe not. Maybe it's in July. I don't know. Don't hold me to that. I haven't been keeping my ear to the ground lately.
You need to.
Why?
We turn to you for the source.
Why?
I don't know. I ask myself that daily.
Why? Like the reason of being? That's what you ask?
Yeah.
You think that's what this guy was thinking when he was shooting at the federal building?
Jeez, what? You are the king of...
Segways.
Segways, you are. What do you think about this shit? There was another shooting today over
down
there.
Where? I didn't hear about the second
in
one.
In Dallas?
In Dallas.
What happened with this one?
I have no idea. I just know what happened and they were called. Yesterday was crazy.
Yeah.
And it was crazy on several accounts because... Well, first off, let's break this whole thing down because there's a lot of weird shit.
My question
happens.
Is this: do you think the guys, the federal like security and stuff with their little sniper rifles, are like, look at this asshole, and just kind of like, huh?
Who's got a sniper rifle there?
I'm sure there's someone that's got some sniper rifles somewhere in there. You don't know. You're not involved. No, don't act like you know about the
think about the
deep state and the security teams we have.
They've already said on the news that the people that shot him were the ones standing right there.
With the handguns.
And that it was a lucky shot. Like they were just kind of shooting his direction.
And one landed.
Where'd he get shot? Security guard,
in the head.
Yeah.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, from what I everything I've heard.
I saw that
today,
picture where he pissed him his pants.
Yeah. It hit him in the head.
Yeah.
Doom.
But well, they said it was a lucky shot
and then fell.
I don't know. Run across the yard, let me shoot you in the head.
When you're usually shot with a head, you're usually dropped. But they said that he staggered like he walked like he had taken a gut shot, I thought.
No, like two steps and were down, but they said it split his skull open.
Whoo.
Yeah. So this guy, first off, the weirdness of it is his Facebook is still active.
Oh, that's nice.
Somebody's running his legacy.
Should we put a Jerry Jonestown Massacre link in there?
The page is open and people are commenting on everything. So there's like thousands of comments on all his videos and stuff now. So the news media has been playing his videos. You know, a lot of times, what happened to this whole thing that a couple of weeks ago or a couple of months ago, we're not going to publicize their names and we're not going to celebrate their life and we're not going to post all this stuff about them. But fucking local news around here.
Slow news week, man. Actually, it wasn't slow at all.
Everything.
We had storms and everything.
Like crazy.
Man.
But they are showing his videos. They're going through his Facebook. They're talking to his family and his friends. His name's out there
like
crazy.
Really? You want a true answer? You want me to go on a little rant here real quick?
Is it race related?
No,
that's
not race related.
I'm wondering if that's part of...
No, it's not race related.
Okay.
It's the joke that the media has turned into from top to bottom. The media is a joke right now. There's nothing... It's like the idiocracy of media and government is hand in hand. We have a shit show in Washington, D.C., and it trickles down to the fucking media. It's all a big shit show right now.
But I'm talking...
Even the school newspapers are shit shows now.
But
media's... A joke right now.
Why are they picking and choosing?
Because they don't know what to
they
do.
Talk and publicize about. It's like every other shooter.
You're right.
We're going to publicize their name and everything. And we're going to talk about them. We're going to show all their Facebook stuff. But then this guy goes and he shoots up a church. We can't talk about that. Or this guy goes and he shoots up a mall. We can't talk about that.
Because they don't know what
we
to
don't
do.
Release it.
They want ratings. They want clicks.
And it was instant.
That's the thing that sucks too.
Instant.
I thought they Facebook and all the social media outlets were like, after the Church Christ shooting, they were like, we're done. Like, if something gets posted like that, we're ripping it immediately because the guy that did the live story.
Yeah, but he didn't live story this.
I know, but still, the same thing applies. Facebook was like, we're not letting this shit happen anymore after that. They're like, we've hit the limit now. If there's something that goes down, we're ripping everything. And the thought behind it was exactly what you were saying. We're giving glorification to the... to the guys that are the perpetrators of these terrible shootings. So it's just like you said, it's a double, like they don't know what to do. They're, well, can we get clicks or can we do this?
Can we
get,
line this
get ratings?
Can we do this? Can
like,
we do that?
I think it's just the media has become such a joke. That's what I was saying. I bet you in a few years, we're going to have a very strong media because the backlash, like right now, if you went to UNT and majored in media, like journalism, they're probably getting to the point where they're like, look, we've got to clean this mess up. We're the only people that can do it. Our education system, we have to start training people to be better journalists. And coverage has to be better. Our directors, our news directors. We can't be these fucking weird waffles where we let some things go and some things not. You know what I mean? And the Trump thing just is what set this whole thing off. When Trump got elected, it flipped the media upside down, I think, from day one. Because they were following the narrative that Hillary was going to win it all. And after that happened, they didn't know what the fuck to do. And they're like, uh-oh, we don't own this guy. This guy's not in our pocket at all. And from the top to the bottom, all the way down to local media and school newspapers. I'm joking, but I'm not. But I am, but I'm not.
You went a long ways with all that.
What do you mean? It all makes perfect sense, though.
It's a big circle.
It's a circle of horseshit.
It's a flat circle.
It's a flat circle.
Time is a flat circle.
Media is a flat circle.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. This is all aggravating.
It's very aggravating.
Just like how agencies aren't reporting stuff. Like, I mean, I hate to bring it down, but the whole Salem situation.
The witches?
No.
The witch trials?
The young girl that got abducted in Fairmount.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What happened?
They let him off.
No, like FBI ended up, but he got...
I'm not familiar with the story.
Eight counts of aggravated sexual assault.
Still not...
The girl a few weeks ago that was kidnapped, little girl.
At like 6-something in the evening in
on
Fairmount.
The south side.
Oh, I thought that was
off
Philadelphia.
Off Canty. No, it was over in Fairmount. Her
Ryan's
name was
place.
Salem.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about now. Yeah. What happened?
Trials.
Well, he got released to the FBI, and he got charged with kidnapping and 8 counts of sexual assault.
Hmm.
And it was reported that she was returned back to her parents and family unharmed, but obviously went to the hospital and was evaluated, and that wasn't the case. So
they're tricky though on
like
that.
It was
because
it was reported that
minor.
Way. Well, that I get
when
that
when you have the minor's name that's out there. The problem is they released the minor's name too quick.
That was exactly
so, but they had to
exactly.
because it was an Amber type situation.
Well, that was another thing too. They didn't release.
Keep going, because I have another one to go along with you, and I'm using.
They didn't do an Amber Alert.
No.
In Fort Worth.
But that had something to do with time, right?
Well, yeah, but also
that Amber Alert has to do with time, and that was their excuse.
Actually, I saw something that the city of
Mayor
Fort Worth
bullshit didn't know what to do.
They couldn't operate a fax machine to be able to send out something.
Are the 8 counts that the federal agencies coming in and prosecuting them with? Is that all from the same crime, or do they have evidence on him doing it? Is it other people involved, too?
That is a good question.
That is a good question. I'm not 100%.
Because I hope to God it's not just that one girl.
That's a lot within that short period of time.
Yeah.
Why can't people control their pants?
I don't know, Matt. Don't know.
You're comparing me to... Okay.
No.
That's fair.
I'm not comparing you to
you
any...
You heard it, podcast land.
Abortion.
Abortion. But for real, no, all joking aside, though, I don't, like, why don't we just get serious with these fuckers and shoot them in the dick?
Shoot the dick off.
Shoot their dick off.
If you can't use it right, shoot it off.
Say, okay, we caught this guy. We know he did it. There's no doubt.
What if you're falsely accused?
Bam. You lose your dick. Sorry. No dick.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So another thing the media got all fucked up was.
I like this. I like bashing the media.
On Monday, or on Friday night, it was the night we got home. I come home to a Tarrant County sheriff was shot in a parking garage.
No. Yeah, what was that all about?
That was the whole story. Was he was shot and he was rushed to the hospital and blah,
yeah.
blah, blah.
Yeah, that there was an active shooter in the parking garage.
And they showed pictures of Fort Worth SWAT with their ARs all
and
running around and setting up.
All the
like,
streets shut down.
I was wondering what happened with
lockdown.
It. What happened?
He had a medical emergency. And was able to and fell and hit his head in the parking garage and was able to get himself to his car. And that's where he was found.
Yeah. So they assumed that he was dead just
yeah.
looking at it.
I don't know.
Preliminary.
Did the guy, did he
pulmonary
die?
Embolism. Yeah. He died in the parking garage.
He died in the parking garage after hitting his head.
But the media blew that up and they were like, shots fired, officer dead.
Yeah.
There was no shots fired.
Wasn't even called out ever.
No.
I thought that's what I'm talking about. That way.
You know what I also think?
I don't know.
I also think that the media, the journalism, they're relying on Twitter too much.
Oh, yeah.
And they're getting their stories like they're not instead of having yeah. sources, they're freaking out and like we got to be the first one. Mm-hmm. And then they report something stupid like a guy having an aneurysm being shot.
Active shooter.
It was
that
crazy.
Could cause panic.
Yeah.
Oh no. It shut down all of Fort Worth.
Yeah, well, and everybody was coming back from Paul McCartney, the ballpark, and so everybody was coming back into Fort Worth to go to the bars. Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody was coming back into town to go to the bars. They're like,
we can't get through downtown.
What's going on? Yeah.
That's exactly what they were doing to him. We want Bud Light and Jaeger.
Yeah, we just saw a Beatle. I just saw a Beatle. I sung Hey Jude.
We're trying to go to Flying Saucer.
It's like an Eleanor Rigby Dane.
You know, I would like to have gone. If I'd have known I was here, I would have gone.
Yeah.
For
pretty cool.
This vacation, I would like to have seen him. But I don't care what anybody says on Facebook about, oh, my God, it was so glorious. Every single video I've seen posted, and I respect and love the Beatles and Paul McCartney and what he's done. All the audio and video you fuckers are posting sounds terrible. He sounds awful. He's not Paul McCartney anymore. He's Mm-mm. old man mm-hmm. trying to get through the songs.
Yep. Believe that.
And I understand being in the moment of the show and being like, oh, my God, he's right in front of me. Oh, my God. And how cool it is.
Yeah.
But that audio sounds bad. He sounds terrible. And I wish I would have seen
it. Have you ever seen a good show out there, though, that sounded good?
At the ballpark?
Yeah.
I've never seen a show at the ballpark.
I haven't either. I've seen it in a parking lot.
That country shit that happened across the way in the little mm-hmm. That's Dr. where
I've,
Pepper
I've
thing.
Seen that.
Yeah.
The kids' ballpark.
Yeah. Oh, get ready. I found what that stadium's going to be used for.
What?
More concerts.
I finally went down there. Did I tell you?
To the ballpark?
Yeah.
See the new thing?
Live.
Oh,
Texas Live and all that. It's pretty cool, man. Pretty badass.
Did you
I can't
have some
believe.
Flavortown tacos?
I didn't.
It's so Seven Punch cocaine pizza. And boob job crowd and
bad Botox.
It wasn't when I was there. It
Red
pretty
dirt.
Cool.
Were you there during a game?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Went to a game the other day.
Baseball game?
Yep.
Mm. There you go. Wait till you go there during a football game.
Oh, no. I've been. You it's mean terrible. To that area? To Texas Live?
The Texas
that
Live.
That area?
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, I bet. Now that you mention it.
Like Wes Crockett.
You can tell the whole thing was designed because they thought Gross. Texas and, well, the U.S., I thought, was about to make sports booking legal. They designed that thing for that. You could tell.
Yeah. It's totally
How's
ready.
It's
ready to
there?
Do it. I'm sorry?
The parking.
I mean, it was fine. We parked where we actually, you know what? I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that. We took the shuttle from Humperdinck's. Hmm. So.
Oh, Humperdinck's. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You can
I think
do
we
it
did.
From over there.
I don't know. I might be lying.
Sherlock's is the one you can't.
Man, I've had a lot of life going. Since then and now, so.
You're going to live forever.
No.
What's that about parking spaces?
So, yeah, this is my final rant.
Okay.
So, the day it stormed on Sunday, I go to Lowe's.
Oh, we got 20 more minutes.
Well, get ready for this rant.
Is it going to be a 20-minuter?
It may. I go to Lowe's. I pull into Lowe's and.
Hold on. Which one did you go to?
The one here on Precinct.
Okay.
And as you pull in, there's a bunch of open parking spaces right up front. Now, of course, some of these are handicapped.
Uh-oh.
You're
but
welcome,
then,
Thomas.
You've got the parking spaces for the veterans, the expectant moms.
So this list is growing, is what you're saying.
And the Lowe's Pro reward members.
Okay.
All these empty parking spots right up front, and you have to fit in one of these categories to park there. I have no problem with veteran parking. Expectant mothers, I think, I 100% believe that...
They probably shouldn't be going to Lowe's.
Abortion? You shouldn't be playing with saws and drills
no,
if you're
as soon as you walk
pregnant.
In... Unless you get that big whiff of fertilizer right when you walk in.
That is true.
Unless you're trying to have an...
So, I think that if once a lady gets so far along in her pregnancy,
she shouldn't be shopping.
No.
She needs to park at the back of the parking lot and walk that shit out.
There you go.
Drop it.
Get that thing dilated to a 9 or 10.
Honestly, the doctor should give them a handicap pass. Let's be for real.
True.
I mean, come on. Just give it to them.
Do they not?
It's a temporary one.
Seems like they should. You're right.
Yeah, they should. Just throw it in there. I mean, come on. It's no big deal.
That should be included like in your last
you shouldn't
your last
have
checkup
to have
before you go have the babe.
No, fuck that.
Reserve parking just for you. You should be able to park right
Lowe's,
there.
Lowe's Pro.
Yeah, Home Depot does it too.
No, fucking kick the pregnant chicks out. Get them fucking, like she said.
It's a hardware store?
Yeah. Fuck them. They don't deserve it because they smell like mustard now. They get to park up close.
You are, I don't know what tangent you have gone on. No, what, Lowe's smells like mustard? Or
the wolf
pregnant
is
woman?
Loose.
The pregnant women.
Saying this. The wolf is loose.
The pregnant women.
But.
I've told you that story about when that
Lowe's
woman
Pro.
Went to Chick-fil-A and was testing out all the drinks because she was pregnant. And I was like, fuck out of here.
Yeah, you can't test out all the drinks.
Just, you want to see which one's carbonated right because you're expecting? Fuck you. I'll kick you. Never mind.
Eat more chicken.
Eat some more chicken.
Get those pheromones and testosterone all in your baby.
We got a new chicken sandwich. We got a new chicken sandwich that we're about to roll out.
Eat your hate chicken.
It's the abortion.
7-year-old breast.
Raise your kid to be a hater. a Nazi white
Lowe's pro.
Yeah, let's hear about the Lowe's pros. I just had to get that out.
It's like if you're a pro, like if you have a certain card and you're a pro reward member. Home Depot does it too over here. But what the fuck is with all these parking places being used?
Yeah.
A giant
like a regular customer's going to have to park across the street at some point.
Yeah. Technically, you could park in any of those because the only thing you're not supposed to park in is a marked handicap spot.
That is true.
So fuck all those signs.
She's
right. Flip off that sign as you're getting out.
That's right.
You're like, I didn't park in the handicap space.
I'll park. That's true.
I am in the lines. I'm going to take my basket back to the return. Fuck you, son.
That's right.
And plus, I get a veteran's discount.
Fuck this, too. I'll park in the pregnant woman's spot and be like, I identify as a pregnant woman.
There you go.
Boom.
Bam. What you going to do
right.
now?
You know what?
What are you going to do now? I got a beer gut. I look like I'm pregnant.
I identify as John Rambo, Vietnam War hero.
Yep. Fuck you, Lowe's.
There's
we park where we
be
want.
Another Rambo.
It's over, Johnny. It's
you
over.
It's over.
It's never over.
It's over.
So
yes, it is. What are you doing here, Rambo?
I got text about that, too.
What the fuck are you doing here?
What, doing the Thomas voice?
Thomas Rambo.
You didn't hear our skit we acted out the other day?
Thomas Rambo?
Where Thomas runs into Rambo?
Red Pants Rambo Thomas?
Yeah.
On the Viva la Revolucion. Yeah.
It's over, John.
Oh, yeah.
It's over.
It's over, you know?
Maybe for you.
Maybe
it's
for
over
you.
It's over for the rest of us.
It's over.
It's never over.
Parking spaces are starting to make me crazy with all this bullshit. They're pissing me off. It's like the Walgreens receipt of parking issues.
Yeah, yeah. What about the
did you know it's only three
the
Walgreens
movie theaters
receipts
now
to the moon
have
now?
The movie the
five
heard
CVS
that joke
receipts
before.
It's pretty good, huh?
What about the movie theaters now that take up like fucking seven parking spots because they are eco-friendly and you can plug your car in? What about that? Does that piss you off?
Why do you have to plug your car in up front? Why can't you plug it in the back?
Yeah, it seems like
it should be off to the side anyways. Well, how about the big-ass diesel trucks that park in those spaces just to be dicks?
I like those guys.
That's me.
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
So if you had an electric Tesla and you needed to plug it in somewhere and some big blowhard with balls hanging from his from his
thing,
trailer
balls.
Hitch.
If you have balls on your trailer hitch, then yes, you can park there, okay?
If you bought a Tesla, you just wasted your fucking money. Yeah. Period. Boom. Yeah. End of story.
I don't.
Tesla's not going to be around in a couple of years.
You're right,
so get
man.
Ready
they
for
are
that.
Playing.
I don't think anybody's
going to
be around in a
parking,
few years when we really
Speaking
think
of
about
Elon
it.
Elon Musk.
I'm not. Well, I thought we were still ranting about parking situations.
We will. We'll hit Elon Musk.
Because you're right. You're onto something.
We need to wrap it up.
You're onto something. They are starting to trick up parking too much.
They are.
Oh, speaking of parking.
It's getting very.
You've been to the mall lately? Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot something at Lowe's. Real quick. I forgot. There was another set of parking places for online orders and pickups.
So pickup order.
Okay, man.
Everywhere has that. That should be off to the side anyways.
A restaurant makes sense, and at least
grocery stores.
Walmart puts them to the side of the building. They're not right in the fucking front where people want to park.
Yeah.
Do they still make the badass hot dogs though?
At Lowe's.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
The thing is that by the time I park at the end of the parking lot and I get my rascal out and I get to the front of the store, it's dead, and I can't drive it through the store.
Well, luckily you can charge it in the eco-friendly parking spot and charge it up and then make your trip out.
So. No, I charge it. I go in and shop. I come back and I drive it back out to my vehicle.
Yeah.
Because I have to park in the very back.
Yeah, this sucks.
This sucks.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
So
it's just, watch,
go to Home
when
Depot.
You're running around, no, Home Depot's just as bad.
I don't want to go to Home Depot. I'd rather go to Lowe's.
I would too.
Because I get that veteran's discount.
So Elon Musk. Launched this thing we talked about a couple of weeks ago.
Is there a pregnancy discount?
I don't think so.
Veterans get a discount at Lowe's
what fucking war did you serve in?
Home
My
Depot?
Household has a veterans discount.
Oh, okay, that works. I'll give you that.
Roy Dane Foster.
Okay.
Huh.
So someone had to kill someone for you to be able to get a discount.
Yeah. Man, I'm sure he killed a lot of people.
He had to wear an necklace of ears just so you get your discount at Lowe's.
I think it was pinky fingers
and at national parks
Four, oh, fuck yeah.
Maybe it was
fuck
4 inches.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
4 inches. Good. Had a necklace of 4 inches. All right, so Elon Musk launched this thing a couple of weeks ago called Starlink. We freaked out about it.
Yeah.
Have you? Did you see it while you were out in the desert?
He has seen.
I saw it.
No name.
Before he left.
Before I left, I saw it. We talked about it. I saw it twice. Well, you can't see it anymore. They all have
shot down.
No, they've all broken apart and started doing what they're supposed to. So they're no longer a straight line. But yeah, I was kind of pissed about that because now I'm out in the middle of nowhere.
Well, there's going to be about 9,000 more. So
there is true. We'll have to wait for other launches. But it was cool being out there in the middle of nowhere. Utah, Arizona, whatever part we were in, and looking up and being able to actually
amazing.
Just watch satellites.
That's amazing.
How that's one of my favorite.
It was crazy. Because you see the airplanes, they're low. You start seeing satellites up high, and then there was a meteor shower happening too. So those were everywhere.
But the ones that he shot off are low atmosphere, so you're going to be able to see them a lot.
Those may have been what we're
right.
seeing.
Well,
because they were bright as hell.
Well, they were.
Yeah.
Because all the satellites that are way up in high orbit, you can. They look barely, like little. Yeah, you barely see those.
Watch those.
No, these were low.
Yeah.
You can tell when they're low because they move faster.
Because
they're low, they're closer to a round Earth, not a flat Earth.
Man, that sounds so cool. I haven't been out to the country where I could where there is no city light at all in probably I would say 20 years. Man,
you want
to
go?
I would love to.
I need to go in 15 days. In 15 days when the full moon is gone and it's new moon.
It's in July, right?
Yeah, probably. I need to go out probably Nolan or something and set up and shoot. I need to do some star shots. I need to play with some things. Want to do it?
Maybe. We can snuggle.
We can.
We can spoon.
For warmth.
Because the wolf is loose.
The wolf is loose. All right. We done?
Wait.
So Saturday, we're going to see you're playing Mass.
Lola's.
There's
something
keep thinking
that I wanted
that's
to say.
You're playing Mass in or Lola's. Did
Lola's.
It again. Foo.
Foo. NRCD. Babes in Boyland.
Yes.
And then Sunday's the showcase, which is all over Southside.
Yes.
What'd you have?
8 venues.
I forgot.
Oh, I thought this was words of encouragement you were going to spit out like you've been doing the last few shows. No?
No.
I was told you were a full-on wise man Sunday night walking around. Or Saturday night.
Telling people.
You were just talking to people and just telling them all sorts of words of wisdom and encouragement.
Yeah, Nick was like, man, Matt's really, really nice.
What did you think you was on my asshole?
That must have been before you drank.
I like how she's looking like, yeah, I did think you were an asshole.
I don't know.
You were walking around being a wise man. It was pretty kind of funny.
You're being real nice.
I'm all about dropping knowledge on people, man.
You were.
That's why I bring the good
you
word to the people.
Some weird knowledge on me.
I wanted to drop
Forgot
Sheridan
what it was.
For those fucking shoes.
I did. I don't think we hung out.
Just go buy
people
you some.
People
were
keeping us separated.
You don't have to kill Sheridan.
We were
I
being kept
I was
separated.
Kill her, I just said I'd drop her.
It's like our parents wouldn't let us see each other.
Yeah,
we were grounded.
Those guys can't hang out together.
They're
right
not
now.
Allowed to hang out together right now.
When we were at that taco joint, they were like, no.
No.
Not tonight, guys.
Not tonight. All right. All right. So, yeah, we'll come back next week. We got a good guest next week.
One. I got the text. One. The instigator.
The instigator?
One that started it all.
The one that started it all?
Yeah, she's going to come in, I believe, but the rest of the band's not going to be able to make it.
But we have a big thing lined up with them.
Not yet. But we're going to. I got to talk to you about when we can do it because we can't do it on a Tuesday night. So we're going to have to make a special trip showing on a Wednesday to do it over there
or
Thursday.
Do they do theirs on a Tuesday night?
They can't do it on Tuesday.
Why?
The young lady that does the show with Jessica has to work on Tuesday. So they do it on Wednesday or Thursday, which I tell them would be cool. We could make an adjustment and go over there. Have Jesse designated drive us over there. And
why do we have to go over there? Why don't they come here?
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Meet somewhere neutral, like Sweden.
Maybe. Well, no, Sweden
or Switzerland.
I mean, I guess we could.
I mean, it's like a G2
all this
summit.
Money we're making.
We'll just all fly out to Switzerland and do the show.
That'll work.
Where are they at?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Huh?
I think what? Huh?
By Switzerland, I mean caves.
What?
I don't want to do a bar show with them. Those girls are doing some good stuff. I like what they're doing. And
no, I know.
I want it to be
cool.
in their...
You've been watching
I'd
it?
I'd like to do it in their setting.
You've been watching it?
Yeah.
It's funny as hell. It's good.
Yeah, that's where I got the idea. We'd menstruate the shows together. Wait.
Abortion.
We'll abort the show together.
Hmm.
But yeah, so we're probably going to switch it up.
What if you dock and have a simultaneous abortion?
That's called a red wedding.
Now you know the rest of the story.